fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, the hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Silver! Let's go, Big Fellow! I'm Silver!
The town of Golconda nestled in the hills in the heart of the gold country. It was there that Eben Frawley ran the general store. When a tall white man and an Indian reined up in front of Eben's establishment, there was nothing to indicate that the rider of the white horse was the almost legendary character known only as the Lone Ranger.
Steady, big fella. Tonto, let's look at Eben's place.
Ah, plenty changed since last time we come here.
The old fellow's expanded. Store is twice as big as it used to be.
Isn't that right?
I guess he must have decided to spend some of the money he'd saved.
Me stay here with horse?
Yes, Tonto. I'll go and try to find the boots for Dan.
Him be plenty glad to get surprised when he come back from trip.
Yes, it's worth the trouble of getting on a disguise and coming here. Well, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Good morning, mister.
Morning.
Just name it. If I ain't got it, you can't get it.
I'm looking for a pair of boots for a boy of about 14.
Boots, eh? Mining, riding, walking are just fancy for sure.
Something like these I'm wearing. Size 8.
Yeah, I just got in a case of boots. It's in the back room. I just checked the invoice, but had no time to put them on the shelf. You go back there and take your pick.
All right.
You'll find them between the blasting powder and the tinned oysters.
Thanks. Hi, Evan.
Well, bless my soul, it ain't Tom Jackson. I've been waiting for you. I got your packs all made up. You're right there in the corner. Two mules right in the back.
It's downright fine of you to grubstake me, Evan. Downright fine.
Yeah, my eye. It's just plain good business, that's all it is.
Well, it sure is a relief to do business with you. After the skinflint ways of grabber Garson. Why, when that critter grubstakes a man, he wants 75% of any claim that's found.
I know. That's why I decided to put my cash to work grubstaking men like you. Well, there's your gain, grub. Now get going and find you some pay dirt.
Ain't there more papers or something to sign?
You signed them. You turn up something in the next 3 months, half of it's mine. You don't, we call it quits.
I don't owe you for this stuff?
Not if you don't hit pay dirt.
Gosh. Sure, a different deal than Garson made. Well, he expects men to pay back what he advances them, whether they find gold or not.
Well, you're dealing with Eben Frawley now, not grab a Garson. Now get.
Yeah.
Can you tote them packs?
Yeah, I'll manage. Just hold the door for me.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, Evan.
Yeah?
You better keep a wallet at your back.
What do you mean?
Garson's pretty sore about the way you took his business away from him. He was doing all right grubstaking men. You don't like to lose what he has.
Yeah, they better not try anything with me.
Well, just keep your eyes open. So long.
And good luck to you. Hey there, did you find them boots all right?
Yes, but I'm still looking for the right pair.
Yeah, take your time. No hurry about it. Yeah, better get to sweeping the floor.
Ronnie, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, go ahead and talk. Did you bring that breed to help you talk?
I've had about enough of your activities.
How's about closing that door?
Huh? Oh, we'll close it. Close it, Miguel. Close it hard.
Hard, eh?
That's not your head. You slammed the glass window out of the door. Somebody's got to pay for that.
I saw Tom Jackson leaving here. I suppose you've grub-staked him?
You bet I have, you greedy, grabbing skinflint. And I'll grub-stake any other man I think is deserving.
Oh, you will, eh? Well, it was my idea to finance prospectors. It was my idea, see? I've been in business for 5 years.
Well, you won't be in business much longer. No, siree. Not while I'm alive and kicking. You swindled a half dozen men out of their claims. Those you didn't swindle out of the claims, you left only a few shares while you grabbed most of them. Hey, look out for that tableware!
Oh, Senor, I'm so sorry. I am clumsy, eh?
You only sad one, and you smashed all them dishes. You bumped into that tableware on purpose. I get out of here. Go on, the two of you, get!
You lay a hand on me, Frawley. Miguel will protect me.
You get or I'll lay both hand and foot on you. And Miguel is well.
You be careful.
You get...
Miguel!
I'll fix you.
Put that knife away.
I get you. Oh!
Hey, what the...
You were really going to stab him, weren't you?
Well, who's this? Where'd you come from? Miguel, you hurt?
Oh, I think the bullet strike only the knife.
You stranger, you sure saved my neck.
That breed meant business. Do you want to call the law?
It was self-defense. That's what it was. Miguel was defending me. That man was coming, going to choke
Stop
me.
Stop it, Garson. What do you want done with him, Crowley?
I just want to be quit of him. Now get out of here.
How about it, Garson? You intend to get out or stay and discuss the point?
I came to warn you, Crowley. You had your warning.
Oh, want to discuss it, huh? Good.
Let go of me. Miguel, help me.
You too, Miguel.
All right, let me go. Let me go or I'll kill you.
Get the door open. What's that, Billy?
You won't pay for this.
Toto, catch them and spark them on their way.
Got
here they are.
Oh.
Your turn, Toto.
Let them have it, the Scots. Can't let my heart sing you. I don't know how I can thank you for that. It was worth the cost of that door and them dishes to see the way you handled them sidewinders.
Eben, this may be only the beginning of trouble for
you. I'll watch him. I'll be on guard. Don't you worry about me.
Garson's pal wasn't fooling with that knife.
I didn't think they'd go that far. Now that I know the way, I'll be set for him. Did you find them boots you wanted?
No, not yet.
Well, I'll help you look. And when you find them, they're a present from me to you. Hey, what's happened out there in the street?
Seems to be a crowd coming this way.
Hey, it's Pete Bloomer.
Who?
He's the old galoot in the middle of that crowd. The one in the mule. Hey, jumping jeepers, I wonder if he struck it rich.
He's coming in here.
Hey, Evan, I done it. I struck it rich. Found the pay dirt.
Pete, you old horn toad, you sure of that?
Rich, you hear me? I struck it. Biggest strike I ever made. Get that foolish look off your face. I ain't joking. I mean it, don't you, Savvy? We're rich, Evan, rich.
Gosh, Pete, I can't believe it.
40 years I prospected. Never seen nothing like it.
Whereabouts you strike it?
Just beyond Big Bear Creek. No plastic stuff either. No siree, it's a vein. We got us a mine. By Jiminy, Evan, we're mine owners.
You bring samples?
Sackful.
If only it assays good.
It's been assayed already. Stop by at Rock City. They said they'd never seen the like. Am I glad it's you that staked me and not Grabber Garson?
You staked?
Staked our claims and filed on them. You don't catch me napping. No buzzard of a claim jumper will ever get no gold of mine. Quit looking like you can't believe it, Evan. It's true. So help me, it's true.
Then you get right back there. Huh? I'll give you a new repeating rifle. I'll give you grub. As soon as you can, I'll send men to join you. But right now, you guard that claim. If anybody so much as tries to set foot on it, blast him off.
In the street outside, Grabber Garson and the half-breed named Miguel watched the excited crowd that milled in front of Frawley's store.
Look at the pack of fools making a regular hero of that old coot.
I see them.
And to think I'd have most of the peach mine if it hadn't been for Frawley.
If it had not been for Frawley, I would not have a wrist so lame I cannot move it. Someday I get even, you see. No man can treat Miguel Espinosa in that way.
I got some rough handling, too, Miguel. I got something to settle, too. What's more, I'm going to settle it.
Senor, you have the idea?
Yes. I think I have.
Bueno.
You know what sort of agreement Frawley made with Pete?
The discovery is divided half and half.
Yes, but there's something else in the agreement. If anything happens to one of the two, the survivor gets the whole business.
But what of that, senor?
My idea is taking shape. Maybe people can say that I drove a hard bargain, but they can't say that I ever tried to murder a man.
You, senor? No, no. You have not done that.
Well, that's what Eben Frawley's going to do. Just let me get things worked out, Miguel, and I'll have a job for you. How's your hand?
He's pretty sore. Someday I get even with that hombre who shoots knives from a man's hand.
He's over there at the hitch rail right now.
The Indian is with him. I wonder who that Indian is.
My back is to them, Tonto. Are Garson and Miguel still whispering to each other?
Well, right. Half-breed fella got plenty ugly look on face.
I think we'll keep an eye on things for a time. Garson isn't going to stop with what he's done. All right, man up. We'll go to camp instead of it, fella. One silver.
Enough, scout.
For several days, the Lone Ranger and Tonto watched developments in town, but they saw no sign of a half-breed called Miguel. On the morning of the third day, Tonto raced into camp with news for the masked man.
Oh, Scout, hold on. Hold
on. Tonto, you have news?
Maybe not important news. Maybe plenty important.
Well, what is it?
Miguel not in town for 2-3 days.
Yes, I know that. Did you find out where he is?
No, but him disappeared same time old miner leave town.
Pete?
Maybe him follow Pete to claim.
It's possible. I don't see what he could gain by that.
Well, maybe kill Pete.
That would give the entire claim to Eben Frawley. Carson wouldn't gain anything. Miguel couldn't jump the claim if it's already filed. So it might be a good idea to ride out and see if Pete is all right.
You know where claim is?
Frawley will tell me.
Well, not if you go there with mask.
I'll call on him in the same disguise I wore the last time. And I'll come back here and we'll ride to Pete's claim. Here, give me a hand with the disguise.
Evening when Tonto and the Lone Ranger, wearing the familiar mask, reined up in front of the little shack Pete had hurriedly thrown up in the mountains.
Hello there. Anyone inside?
Him not answer.
Smoke coming from the chimney. Come on, Tonto. We'll look in.
Oh. Him there on the floor.
Pete.
Oh, I'm dying.
Give me a hand, Tonto. We'll see what's wrong.
I know what's wrong. It's poison. They're murdering the skunk.
Look at his eyes, Tonto.
My food was poisoned. I got awful pains. Throat hurts.
Me get things from saddlebag.
Now listen to me, Pete. We're friends and we'll help you. Who poisoned you?
Couldn't be anyone but Frawley. He's the only one had a chance to put something in my food. He wanted the mine. All of it. Not just half. He wanted it all.
Steady, steady now. We're going to see that he doesn't get it all.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. to continue our story. For 3 days, Tonto stayed with Pete Bloomer, helping him fight the poison and nursing him back to health. In the meantime, the Lone Ranger took samples of the food that Abbott and Frawley had supplied to a doctor friend. It was night when the masked man returned to the gold claim. He found Tonto camped near the side of a little shack. The Indian reported on Pete's condition.
Him nearly well again. Him be good as new in 3 days.
Good. I brought more food, Tonto. It's in the saddlebags.
That good. Food supply low. Unless we use food Pete brings.
That food can't be used.
Doctor say food poison?
Yes, but differently than we thought. What's Pete have to say?
Well, him plenty mad at even Frawley.
He still thinks Frawley poisoned his food, huh?
No one else near food.
Tonto, look over there. Pete's leaving the shack.
We go get him, huh?
Yes, come on. Late for you to be out, isn't it, Pete?
Huh?
Were you going somewhere?
Well, I was just going to walk around a little.
With your saddle on your arm?
Now, see here. I appreciate the help you gave me, but that don't mean I got to give an account of everything I do, especially to a masked man.
Oh, Pete, take it easy.
Will you let me alone?
Put his saddle away, Tonto.
No, see here.
Take him now.
Pete, it might be a big mistake to go and accuse Eben Frawley of trying to kill you.
How'd you know my plans?
They weren't hard to guess.
You left here with some of that food to see if there really was poison in it. What was the answer?
There was poison in the food, all right.
Well, then that settles it. I'll deal with that polecat.
What can you prove?
I don't need to prove a doggone thing. I'll take the law into my own hands. I'll get square.
And then you'll hang.
I'll make that slick-talking critter confess. That's what I'll do. Why, he's even worse than Grabber Garson, the scheming sidewinder.
Pete, let me tell you something about that food.
Well?
There was poison in it, but not a poison that would kill anyone.
Huh?
The food had been treated with something that would make you deathly sick. Something that would wear off in a few days.
You sure of that? Dead sure?
Yes. If Eben had wanted to poison you, he'd have used arsenic or something like that. He has plenty of it in his store.
Well, maybe he don't know the difference. Maybe he made a mistake.
Maybe you made the mistake in suspecting Eben. Maybe someone wanted you to do just what you're trying to do.
Huh? What do you mean by that?
Someone who wanted to get rid of Eben Frawley.
You don't mean Garson?
Yes, I do.
But he wouldn't be...
Wouldn't he be in a nice spot if you killed the man who's ruined his business?
Doggone. I never thought of that. Say, just who are you anyway?
That's not important, Pete. Just give me a chance to prove what I've told you.
Well, how can you do that?
I don't know yet. I'll have to find a way.
For some time after Pete had been persuaded to return to his shack for the night, the Lone Ranger and Tonto sat beside a tiny campfire discussing the situation and making careful plans.
It'll mean another disguise, Tonto. Different one than I was the last time I went to Golconda.
We fix that.
It also means some careful work on your part.
Me know.
And a certain amount of luck.
Plan worth trying.
Yes, I think it is. Well, I'll get started on it right away.
The following day, a tall man who seemed to be an unlucky prospector appeared in Golconda and went to the cafe. He dropped a few remarks that brought many curious questions from the townspeople.
You say you seen Pete stretched on the floor of his shack?
That's right.
Dead, huh?
Certainly looked like a dead man.
Great day.
There was poison in his grub.
Poison? How'd you know that?
Food poisons a dog, it poisons a man.
Hey, there ain't no one but Eben Frawley that could have done that.
That's so. Eben grubstaking. He gave him that food.
By ginger, that's so.
A Frawley done it.
Must have been Frawley.
Hey, boys, have you heard the news? Frawley poisoned Pete.
He's dead.
Yeah, Frawley done it. Evan figured he got his share of the claim.
The news spread through the cafe, into the streets, through the town like wildfire. Some were quick to accuse Eben Frawley. Others were dubious and willing to give Eben the chance to tell his side of the story or to defend himself.
Well, maybe Eben done it, and maybe he didn't. I say, let's go talk to him.
There he is. Ask him to his face.
Now we'll see what he knows.
Frawley, what's this about Pete being killed?
Come on, talk up.
What's that you said about Pete?
He was murdered. His grub was poisoned.
Oh.
And we come here to see what you got to say about it.
What's that? Wait now.
Maybe aim to get that claim all for yourself.
That's a bad one, Evan. How about it?
Wait. Hold on. This is the first I've heard about it. Give me a chance to think. Gosh, Pete dead. I can't hardly believe
it. You're just acting.
I am not acting, Gus.
Give Evan a chance to talk.
If Pete was poisoned, it has to be Evan. Who else stood to gain by it? Pete got all his grub from you, didn't he?
Hey, wait. It wasn't me that done it. I swear I didn't.
I say we should string him up for it.
No, boys. You can't do that. Oh, don't listen to Garson.
Take him up to that claim. If Pete's dead, string him up on the spot.
While the crowd milled around Evan's store, Lone Ranger moved with deft speed in the back of the store. He removed the prospector's clothing that covered his own and replaced the disguise with his mask. Then when Evan was grabbed by half a dozen men, the Lone Ranger came into the store from the rear door. One of his guns barked for attention.
Get back, all of you. Get away from Frawley. Let him alone.
So you got a masked outlaw on your side. Hey, that came close to my feet.
The next one will come closer, Garson. This way, Frawley. This way. You can come with me or hang.
I reckon I'll choose you.
Out the back way. We can both ride my horse.
You don't shove any slow. Who are you?
I want to ask you a few questions. But first, we've got to get away from here. City, big fella. Get up here behind me.
Those crazy galoots would lynch me.
Listen to me, Frawley. Your friend's not dead. Don't worry about Pete. Up you come.
You mean to say Pete's alive?
Yes, I'll tell you all about it when we get away from here. Come on, Silver.
That night, Miguel, the half-breed, who lived alone in a small cabin at the edge of town, had slept for less than an hour when something roused him to wakefulness.
What was that?
He listened, straining his ears to catch the sound of someone moving outside the building. For a moment, there was silence.
I was sure I heard someone.
He sat up in the bunk. His hand reached for the gun beneath his pillow. Then suddenly, a voice cut through the silence.
Sergeant, what are you doing there? Hold on, come back here.
Caramba, what is this? I must see what goes on.
There you are!
What is this?
That's what I want to know.
You're masked. You come to rob me.
I came to find out what you and Garson are up to.
But, senor...
Drop that gun before I let you have it.
Si.
That's it. I'll start talking.
Senor, talking about what? I don't understand.
What's the game you and Garson are playing? How does he come here to see you?
Senor, there was no one here.
Don't try to tell me it was not Garson who just left here.
I have seen nothing of Senor Garson.
Then who did leave your back door?
No one. There was no one here, Senor.
You mean to say I didn't see someone right away from the rear of the shack less than 2 minutes ago?
There was no one here, I swear.
Come this way.
Oh, let me go, Senor. Let go of my neck.
I'll show you the footprints. Open that door.
See, I will open it, but please let go of my neck.
Look out.
Senor, what is...
Steady. There's no one here. Look at this.
What? A gun?
Yes, lashed to the side of the casing with a string from the trigger to the door. This was supposed to kill the first person to open it.
That would be me. There is never anyone else here.
Now do you deny that there was someone here?
No, senor. Now I do not deny it.
If you'd had a little more time, you'd have sighted the gun so it wouldn't have shot over your head.
Senor, you say it was Garson who was here?
I thought you and Garson were pals.
Was he who rode away?
The moon's none too bright. I might have made a mistake.
You might have made a mistake, but you might not have made a mistake, eh?
Forget I came here, Miguel. Adios.
Oh, wait. Wait a moment, senor. I want to talk to you. Come back, senor. Please come back.
Miguel stood there for a moment after the mysterious masked man rode away. Then he hurriedly put on his boots and gun belt. Then he picked up the pistol he had dropped to the floor and left his cabin. A few minutes later, Grabber Garson was wakened by a pounding on his door.
About time you opened the door.
Miguel, what are you doing
here? Oh, you're surprised to see me alive. You thought I would be killed, eh?
What's that?
You thought I knew too much. You planned to set the trap. Then you would not have to fear that I would tell who it was that caused the death of Pete.
Shut up. Listen to me, you crazy fool. Have you been drinking?
No, I've not been drinking. I know what I hear and what I see. I hear the one with the mask call your name. I know it's you who leave the back of my house.
I haven't been near the back of your house, and I don't know what you're talking
about.
You
lie. You tell 1,000 lies. You tell me the poison will do more than make Pete sick. You lie about that. It'll kill him. Now you say you have not been near my house. Again you lie. You deny you want me dead, so there's no one to know about you. More lies. Well, I'm here to fix you, Garson. And about that, I do not lie.
You're a loco. Put that gun down.
Stop it, Miguel.
What? Oh, my hand. It's you again. You hit my hand.
You should have left your gun at home.
You heard it, Sheriff? You heard what you said?
Trolley. Sheriff.
Yeah, we're here, all right.
Have you heard what Miguel said about the poison and peach grub?
I didn't do it. That breed is the one who's to blame.
It was Garson who made me do it.
You can't prove it.
Now, shut up, both of you. Shut up. We heard all we need to know.
The masked man figured we'd get some true facts if we got you two stirred up. Well, he was right. Come on, Breed. We want you. You too, Garson.
No, no. I didn't poison the food. The Breed did it. He sneaked up and put poison in Pete's food during the night.
And you gave me the poison.
The stuff I gave you wasn't poison. It wouldn't have killed Pete.
Pete didn't die, you scheming polecat. But he got mighty sick.
He didn't die?
No. And he didn't come to kill me like you wanted him to.
If he didn't die, you can't hang me.
Well, maybe we can't hang you. But we can put you away for a good spell.
Sheriff, this one, he should have extra time in jail. He should be there longer than me. He tried to kill me.
That ain't so.
I can prove it.
Oh, you can forget that charge, Breed. Garson didn't try to kill you.
But I heard the shot. I saw the gun on the string.
But that wasn't Garson's doing.
But who then?
It was just the masked man's way of stirring things up to see if some truth wouldn't come to the surface.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.